New data is providing valuable insights on Michigan State University's climate, the incidence of relationship violence and sexual misconduct, and the impact of recent improvements made across campus on these critical issues. The No More at MSU campus-wide survey was launched in March and led by the Relationship Violence and Sexual Misconduct Expert Advisory Work Group. Here to discuss the survey results are Dr. Rebecca Campbell, Professor of Psychology at MSU and advisor to the President on RVSM issues. Dr. Campbell, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
And Carrie Moylan is an Assistant Professor of Social Work inside the College of Social Science, the School of Social Work. And Carrie, welcome to the program yourself.
Thank you.
So before we get started, why don't you tell us sort of what your expert advisory work group works on? What's the mission there?
Sure. Our work group consists of content experts from across campus, so folks who've been doing work on relationship violence and sexual misconduct their whole careers. So we have staff, we have administrators, students, faculty. We've worked on prevention, we've worked on victim services, counseling, and it's a way of bringing together people who've been working in this field for a long time to say, what do we do here? What do we do here at MSU? How can we be improving prevention programs? How do we support survivors? What do we need to be doing in policy and practice differently?
And it sounds like you have the new president's ear, which is a good thing. You're a direct advisor to him on these issues.
I do. Myself and Lieutenant Andrea Munford are advisors to the president, and our work group meets with him regularly.
Good. So, Carrie, I understand you were the main driver of the survey, so why don't you tell us a little bit about the No More at MSU survey? Why did you think we needed it? What were you trying to shed more light on by doing it?
So when our work group was formed in the spring of 2018, we were reviewing a report from Hush Blackwell that did an external look at all of our Title IX related policies and our services, and they recommended that MSU conduct a campus climate survey, and that in particular we included faculty and staff in that survey. So our work group started at that point thinking about what would a survey like this look like, what would we want this to be at our university. So we were really interested in understanding not just how often people in our community are experiencing sexual misconduct, sexual assault, sexual harassment, and relationship violence, but also more about the climate. What does it feel like to be part of MSU? What is the sort of the larger climate that might be impacting the experience of survivors, that might be kind of shaping the way those policies and practices are happening on our campus? So that's really what the survey was about, and it was really important to us to include staff and faculty voices along with student voices in that survey.
So what are some of the things you found? What are some highlights?
It's a comprehensive survey. So one of the first things we did was try to understand the incidence and prevalence of relationship violence and sexual misconduct on campus. And, you know, consistent with what we've seen in prior surveys of MSU, consistent with what we see in other surveys of other large public institutions, this is a serious problem on our campus, that we have a lot of folks who are experiencing sexual harassment in the workplace. We have a lot of students who are experiencing sexual assault in their time here.
We also, in addition to prevalence, we also asked about awareness of services, and that's where there's a little bit of good news that by and large, many members of our community are aware of what resources are out there for people who are experiencing relationship violence and sexual misconduct, are aware of the Center for Survivors, of Safe Place, of some of our other services on campus and in our community. And we think that's, you know, a result of some of the hard work that's been done on this campus to try to make sure that people know about the services, work through our prevention, outreach and education department, through the No More campaign, those wheels, resource wheels that are all around campus. So we were happy to see that people largely know where services are and how to access them.
How will you hope to use the findings, and what's next as we try to become the safest campus climate in the world?
So one of the things that we're trying to do with this is be very open, public, and transparent about it. The full report, all 75 pages, are posted online, and all of the graphs, all of the numbers. We have it broken down for undergraduate, graduate students, students, faculty, staff. How is this affecting members of the LGBTQ plus communities? How is it impacting people with disabilities, different races, ethnicities? All of that is there and in the report. So what we really want to do is work with the MSU community to interpret this together, to talk about it, not just to release and say, there's the numbers, see you, but to sit down and really talk about it. So we have a series of four public meetings scheduled. One will be in December, and then the rest will come into the spring semester. And we're happy to meet with folks outside of those meetings too. But the idea is to give people a chance to sort of look at this and then come together and talk about it and say, what do you see? What do you see? What do you think we ought to be doing differently? What might the survey not have captured? What are people's different ideas for how to improve prevention, how to improve services?
Why is this your passion, this important work?
So I started working in the field of sexual assault and domestic violence when I was in college. I volunteered at a domestic violence shelter, and it was such an important experience in my life to sort of witness the importance of a safe place, what it meant for people who were undergoing abuse in their homes and their relationships to have somewhere safe that they could be to figure out what's next, what do I do next. And I just knew I wanted to keep working in that field. Yeah. And that was really sort of what started me on this journey.
It was very similar for me, actually, in that it was an internship associated with a class in my undergraduate studies. Again, sort of always bringing us back to our roots now, you know, and what education is, what it means to engage our students in the community. And it had a huge effect on me too, just as Carrie was mentioning, that being in a domestic violence shelter, working on a rape crisis hotline, going with sexual assault survivors to an emergency room to have a rape kit done, it had a huge impact on me. And I just knew this was what I wanted to do. And it has tough days and hard days and really bad days, and then days where you feel like, you know what, we're making some really important progress here.
I was going to say, you know, you're both in the thick of it. Do you feel good about where Michigan State University is going, some of the things it's done? Obviously, this doesn't happen overnight, but do you feel good about where we're going?
It does not happen overnight, that is for sure. And there are days that I feel absolutely we're moving in the right direction. And there's honestly, there's still days where it's like, oof, boy, still a long way to go. What I really like about what I do in these roles is that every single day when I come to work, I talk with people who ask me about what I'm doing, asking about what we're doing, asking how we can help. I mean, it has been folks who've been, you know, working on elevator repair. It has been folks shoveling sidewalks. It's been students. It's been other administrators. And to see that kind of constant engagement from members of the MSU community really helps. And that's what makes me feel like, yes, we are very much moving in the right direction.
Yeah. So Carrie, maybe starting with you, summarize what you'd like us to know more about the survey and some key takeaways.
I think the most important things to know about the survey, there's a lot of information, and we encourage everybody to look at the report, to take some time to read through it, to have conversations with your colleagues, with your peers about what's in the survey, to come to some of our sessions and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your ideas and your voices. If you're part of a group on campus and you'd like us to come talk with your group, there's opportunities to request additional meetings beyond those four sessions that we have planned. A climate survey is not an end point, it's a beginning point. And a lot of work has gone into getting to the point of having this report. But this isn't the end of a process. It's really the beginning of a process of thinking about what do we do with this information. It was never just to have numbers. It was always to say, with those numbers, what is the next step?
Make informed decisions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
As universities would base it on science, you know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Becky, same question. Key takeaways for you want us to make sure we get.
Over 15,000 members of the Spartan community participated in this survey, and a lot of people disclosed some very difficult experiences to us. And I thank them for their trust in providing that information to us in this anonymous survey and saying, we see you, we hear you, and your experiences matter, and that we want to make sure that we're continuing to improve services for survivors, that the reporting process can become simpler and easier and less burdensome, and that we take this information very seriously to work on changing our culture here.
Well, it's the Know More at MSU survey, and you can read it in detail at civilrights.msu.edu/know-more, and that's the know, K-N-O-W, civilrights.msu.edu/know-more. And we've been discussing the survey with Dr. Rebecca Campbell, Professor of Psychology and Advisor to the President on RVSM issues. Dr. Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
And Dr. Carrie Moylan is an assistant professor in the School of Social Work. Carrie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.